What the f- are you guys doing?
Up next on American Restoration.
I came down to Rick's today to drop off an old peanut roaster.
The mechanism itself, it's broke.
Sounds like a lot of labor.
It is. I'm looking right around 10 grand to do the whole piece.
Tyler and I struck gold with a pick and location that's just wall-to-wall awesome.
Oh, whoa! What is that?
I've got a cool game I want you to fix.
All the mechanics on the inside bite you in the butt every time.
Whoa! That is like a little nightmare waiting to happen right there.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
Restoring an item is literally saving a piece of history, so future generations can appreciate how things used to be. So I always get excited when a business like Santa Cruz Boardwalk has a project for me. I've done work for them before, and they actually display these items to the public, so thousands of people can see these items firsthand.
Hey. Hi, Rick. I'm Tom.
Tom, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I came down to Rick's today to drop off an old peanut roaster that we had up in the park in Santa Cruz.
So, where'd you get this?
Well, we got this probably about 5 years ago from a private collector, and we think that before that, there was actually a functioning unit on the wharf down in Monterey.
Yeah, this is old. This is 1800s, for sure. Bartholomew made peanut machines, roasting machines, and popcorn. They made both of them, and they were pretty well known. I mean, the coolest thing to me about, you know, about the 1800 stuff, were just so engineered to where it's an attraction to boot.
Seeing stuff move draws the attention, so it's all about show.
You open this up, you put the peanuts in there, and you roast them. This thing's spinning. Underneath here is burners. It's basically getting stuff hot. As the heat and everything spinning this thing, it's like a centrifugal clutch. This is roasting and turning it
and
as it's going.
Driving gears.
Yeah. And the heat's doing that. So what do you want to do with this?
We'd love to be able to display it in as close to operational condition as possible.
Okay, there's a lot of intricate detail on this. It's got, you know, all kinds of levers and knobs and gears and stuff. The mechanism itself, it's broke right on here.
Yeah.
So we'll have to beef this back up. We're going to do a lot of hand work. The biggest thing of it is it wasn't really built out of heavy-duty steel. And over the years, that thing's been pounded on and beat. So once we get all that paint off there, we have to hand-pound everything out. So
it sounds like a lot of labor.
It is. It is a lot of labor. And it's such a unique piece. You know, I want to do it right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm looking right around 10 grand to do the whole piece.
Well, we've always had great luck with everything you've done so far, and absolutely.
All right, awesome. Well, let's go in the office,
All right.
And we'll take care of the other stuff we gotta do, and then I'm excited.
Well, after Rick told me $10,000, I was kind of a little taken back, but at the same time, knowing that it could work is pretty neat.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right. My name is Harold.
Hi, Harold. I'm Rick.
Nice to meet you, Rick. I'm coming down to Rick's Restorations to get my 1920s basketball machine restored. It works, however, the paint is chipped off and just needs some help.
This thing is cool. Where'd you get this?
This was actually in one of my grandfather's grocery stores.
Really?
Then it became my father's, of course.
So did your dad play it as a kid?
Yeah, he remembers playing it when he was in the grocery stores. It used to be at the foot of his bed for years, and I just want to get it restored to surprise him. And hopefully my dad won't miss it.
Yeah, you don't know it's gone? We'll make sure we get it done quick enough to where it's back in its place, and he'll go, whoa, what's that?
Well, what you'd do is you'd put a penny right there on the slot, and then it would unlock and allow you 20 shots. The ping pong ball would go through the hoop, and you'd keep your score up top.
Oh, okay. So as soon as you pushed it, it basically lifted this up and sent the ball whichever way it was supposed to go. Okay, so this is a black one?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, almost, huh?
Yes!
If you got one.
2 points.
The black side does work a little poorly compared to the orange side, so if you play the orange, you're probably gonna win.
Gotcha.
I'd always make my friends play the other side.
Okay, it's unfair. Oh, that's interesting.
If you take the back plate off.
That just slides off.
In fact,
whoa! That's like a little nightmare waiting to happen right there.
Smaller items like this might look like a simple job on the outside, but it's all the mechanics on the inside that'll bite you in the butt every time.
If this one, orange team, is playing different than the black team and one does better than the other, all those levers, all those little things inside there, that's what lifts it up higher or lower. So those are all going to have to be checked. And yeah. It's going to be a little bit of a nightmare down inside there trying to make sure that the game is evenly played. In order to get the whole thing done, all the artwork, all painted up, and then go through the mech, I'm looking between $2,500 and $2,800.
Well, let's go ahead and do it.
All right, awesome. Thanks for bringing it in.
Great.
Let's go in the office, and we'll take care of some paperwork, and I'll get started.
Great. When I come back the next time, I'm going to bring my father with me, and I can't wait to see the expression on his face when he sees how this turns out.
I've been Rick's resident picker for years now. As a result, I've got tons of connections all throughout the Southwest. I have this really great contact down in California. She called me up, she said she had a bunch of stuff that I might be wanting, so Tyler and I are here checking all of it out.
Hey guys, nice to see you.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, so you got a bunch of stuff for us to look at?
I got a bunch of stuff around the side of the house.
Right on.
I'm excited.
I've been collecting gas pumps, signs, anything gas, oil, and car related for many, many years. This stuff needs to be restored. They're perfect for it. Here we go.
Jeez.
Holy crap. This is awesome that she has so much stuff right here in one place.
That's old school. 1918. At least it works.
Needs a little lube, though. Here's a Coke machine.
What is it?
23.
Oh, yeah.
23 spin top.
Nice. Dude, what is this? Dude, it's invisible, but it's square.
It's a Bowser.
It's a Bowser.
A Bowser 77. What?
Wow.
A square visible.
Very cool pump, dude. Never, ever do we see these.
I've never seen one. And this is all porcelain. I mean, this is like exactly the stuff we have at the shop. This is right up our alley. I mean, gas pumps, old Coke machines, just the stuff we do.
What about this? Somebody comes in that has a pump already. They want to look for something else. This will be like an accessory to their pump.
Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of signs back here.
Check out the polishing site up on top.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that porcelain? That's not bad, right? Hell yeah, it's porcelain.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome. So what do you think? What do we like back here besides everything?
I like all three of those visibles. Right. And then you liked the oil thing.
The oil thing. Right. I like
and
this.
And you like this? Like this. Enough to buy it?
Yeah. All right, so I think you want to go try to find her?
Yeah, I'll go girl.
All right. There's some visibles back here that Tyler and I really have never seen. Those are rare. Mm-hmm. I want to do a package deal. I love to buy a lot of stuff.
Now, before we talk prices or package deals, I've got the best of the stuff I haven't showed you yet in the garage.
Oh, wow.
So nice. If you want to see some more stuff before you get your pile going.
Absolutely. Always.
Let's go look.
More stuff is the best.
I'm ready. Oh. Oh, whoa.
What is that?
Tyler and I struck gold with a pick and location that's just wall-to-wall awesome. Everywhere we look, there's tons of great items. We can't buy everything, so now the hard part is narrowing down our choices. Just as I was about to make my offer, Cynthia says that she has more stuff to show us, and she saved the best for last.
Oh, what is that?
Oh,
whoa! What is
that? Check that out!
Dude, that thing is fierce.
This is a 1950 Austin taxi.
Dude, steering wheel's on the wrong side.
That's bad.
Ass.
This is the best right here. Dude, I love this thing. Is this for sale?
It is.
Oh my God, no. Dude, my dad hates cars. With a passion, might I add.
All right, you little whiner. Let's focus on the items first. So the list that we had, not including the car. What are you thinking on price?
Okay, well, since you're so cute, the prices will probably be 900, one and a quarter. Weighing 70, I'm thinking 750.
Hold on,
polishing.
You're blowing
sign.
My mind. Are you getting all this?
What's the last time you did math?
Yeah, I can't do math at all. How about this? How about just a package deal for all of them?
I'm thinking 5,700 is a pretty fair price.
My numbers for all of them were 3,500.
Okay, I could probably go down to 53.
The most I give you is 47, right in that area. That's all I got.
Well, I guess it's your lucky day then. We got a deal.
Awesome. Very, very Sweet. Good.
I'll go get the dolly.
Well, hold on one sec.
What?
There's one other thing.
What? For you?
I love this thing.
You're gonna buy it?
Yes.
You don't ever buy anything.
Ruby's got their awesome little cars, their 50s style trucks and everything else. I can roll in this. This car is way too classic, way too awesome, just to let it go. Stock price on this.
I'd like to get $3,000 for it.
I'll give you grand cash.
I can go down to $2,500.
My bill will do $1,500.
Well, this is your lucky day. I'll take $1,500 on it.
Very
good thing
nice.
You did your hair this morning.
Is it my hair?
Your hair looks great.
Right on, $1,500.
Okay, cash, you got a deal.
Yeah, right on. We settled on $1,500 cash for the car. I'm happy with it. I think I stole it.
We're restoring an 1800s peanut roaster that needs a lot of spit, polish, and body work before we can get it back to its former glory. Cowboy's polishing up the copper container that heats up the peanuts. And we're also reinforcing the main frame so this thing is rock solid. While they're finishing that up, Kyle and I have to figure out why the 1920s mini basketball game isn't working properly.
One team is doing better than the other team all the time, every single time. It's not scoring fair. Go up as far as you can. Punch it. There you go. Okay, this one is not going to its point. Look, come here. Look here. This is our biggest problem right here, right? Is this looseness. So our forward's loose. We got a bad forward. Make this just a little bit tighter to where when that shoots its final shot, it hits the backstop.
Cool.
Okay?
I can handle that.
This is a sweet sign, dude.
It's tall.
Big.
That's what I just said.
You guys made it back?
Jeez. It looks that way.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's good stuff.
Tyler and I are just getting back from our latest pick, and it looks like Rick is really liking the stuff we got.
You really got a good variety of stuff this time. Mm-hmm. Whoever this person was that you picked has, you know, been around. They got some cool stuff. All in one place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you pay?
$4,700 for everything.
$4,700? That's a lot. That's wrong. That's about like a grand over what you should have paid. When you're running and picking, it's not just the buy, you know? You got travel, food, fuel. Big deal. All that stuff adds up, and it adds up to each one of these.
So we gotta start taking a calculator with us and add all this crap up.
And an air mattress. I knew her prices were a little high, but I didn't know they were that high.
Actually, there's one more thing. It actually might brighten your day. Might make this whole thing seem better.
You're holding out?
I like to surprise you.
Oh.
It's out front. I'm hoping by showing him what's in front of the shop, it'll brighten his day and turn his frown upside down.
Can't wait to see what this is.
Right there.
What the f*** are you guys doing? What is that? We don't do cars. You bought that?
I bought that.
Here's the deal. If that came with a deal and $4,700, then okay, great. You spent a grand or $800 on a car.
Uh-uh.
You bought that too?
I bought that.
When my dad saw that taxi, he reacted exactly the way I expected him to. He hated it. He was pissed off. He's mad Ron bought it. I mean, just my dad.
It's a big pile of rusted
All right, but here's the deal. I bought this.
You personally?
I bought it, yes.
Oh, geez, you thought we were going to do that with your money?
No shit, I thought he did it with my money. He did it before. He bought the truck you towed this shit in with.
I've been working here a long time.
Yeah.
And since we do restore stuff and we've done cars, I figure...
You're going to try to throw this through the line.
Think about it.
Cars are pain, and foreign cars are 10 times the pain. So enjoy it, but I don't want anything to do with it.
All right. I was happy.
Guess it's you and me.
I feel like a dog that just got spanked with a...
Welcome to my life.
We've been restoring a 1920s mini basketball machine that the customer wanted to restore for his dad. The customer is on his way in to pick it up, so Kyle and Roy are finishing up the assembly. Hopefully, we got all the kinks worked out, and it'll play perfectly.
Hey, babe. Harold's here.
How you doing, Harold?
Doing all right, Rick.
Good to see you.
This is my dad, Harold.
Hi, Harold.
I recently snuck my dad's mini basketball game out of the house and brought it down here to Rick's Restorations to have it restored, and I brought my father down to surprise him today.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Okay, it's over here.
What's going on, but...
Well, Dad, I brought you here because I actually took your basketball machine and brought it out here.
What, you mean out of the basement?
That's right.
Okay, you ready? 1, 2, 3. There it is.
Wow, amazing.
Holy Toledo, this is super. This is immaculate. Well, I was extremely surprised. I wasn't expecting to see how beautiful it looked, considering its condition before it ever came to Las Vegas. This clarity of the fans in the back, the fact that there are no chips in it, it's just in superlative shape.
Yeah, thanks. If you can look at the little lace on the nets, right. That's all the original stuff. I left the all original there. We just re-sewed it.
Amazing.
We went and painted everything. You can see we painted the, you know, for the players. See how the orange is all bright now and the black?
This is magnificent looking now.
If you look down inside there, we redid that whole mechanism in there.
Heavens. It's a pretty wild mechanism that's inside there.
Oh, yeah, it was caked with rust.
Do you remember when you were saying that one guy was playing and he'd do better than the other side?
Always.
It's because of that down inside there was just bent. There was a couple pieces that were worn out just from the years of playing. It just didn't get the same lift as the other one did. So we did that all inside there.
All right, Rick, can we try it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. By the bottom.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'd say it's been a decade since I put my hands on this game to play it.
Wow.
Oh, good shot.
Hey, what a good man.
All right, I won.
I appreciate what you did here, all this amazing.
I think it's a great thing you did.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks,
it's
guys.
A pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. You too.
Great
Thank
job.
You very much.
Great, great job.
I'm happy that I was able to get this done and without him knowing about it and surprising him like this. It was great.
Car batteries are highly prone to corrosion because of the electricity that flows through its cables and terminals. What household product could you use to protect your battery from corrosion? A, baking soda. B, hairspray. C, soda. D, vinegar. What household product could you use to protect your battery from corrosion? The answer is B, hairspray. The chemical in hairspray creates a protective coating over the elements that allows it not to corrode. Baking soda, soda, and vinegar can clean an already dirty terminal, but will not seal it. What the hell is Ron doing?
Hey, what's going on?
You got a wrench in your hand?
I'm gonna get this thing started. I'm gonna take it for a ride, dude.
It'll buff right out, right?
Oh, this shit will buff right out.
This hole? You're gonna buff that out.
Rick and Tyler think I made a huge mistake buying this London cab. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get this thing fixed and prove them wrong.
You're gonna try to make this work. I mean, first of all, it's English. Second of all, you don't know what you're doing. You have no clue.
All right, I think it's in the starter.
You know, unless it has a set of boobs and knows how to drink, you don't know how to work on it.
Well, I've made chicks purr. I can make this purr. Yeah, I think it's just the starter, dude. Everything else, I think it's all right.
That'll be a miracle.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Please, please work.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. How you been?
Good. I'm from the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, and I'm here today to pick up our late 1800s peanut roaster.
Okay, so you excited to see this thing?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
It was a little toasted.
It was a little tired.
It was a little tired, yeah. But I can't wait for you to see this. You're not even going to recognize it when you see it now. So, you ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, come on. It's over here.
When I dropped it off, it was in pretty rough shape. So I'm really expecting a great-looking unit for $10,000.
So you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay. One, two, three.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That is absolutely gorgeous.
Check that thing out.
That is absolutely incredible. I can't believe it. The unit looks like it just rolled off the assembly line yesterday. It's fantastic.
It's a very beautiful, beautiful piece when it's all done like this.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Looks quite a bit different than it did.
You guys did a fantastic job. It really is a pretty piece.
This is probably pretty much exactly how it looked back in the day, you know, from the art that was on it.
Wow.
Ted came in here and did just an incredible job of painting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, he painted it all up and copied all the artwork here. So we went and did the exact same thing as the art was on there, same color. That old script on there really looks cool. The wood itself, this is all the original wood, you know, on the top.
Wow.
This is a beautiful piece of oak. We went and just sanded it, stained it a little bit, left a little bit of the patina in it.
That's fantastic. Absolutely gorgeous.
The copper on it, we polished it all out. That's how it would have looked the first day it got used, you know? All the brass, it's just a very nice looking machine.
Looks phenomenal.
So you want to see this thing work?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, got some nuts. Pour these in here. There's that.
Turn the gas on. Fire this up. Okay.
Okay, so now it's burning. This is a big spring inside here, and what the spring basically does is let it run all day long, okay? So we're gonna turn that on.
Yep, there it goes.
Okay. That whole inside portion there is gonna start heating the nuts up.
And you can hear them in there.
Yep.
They're spinning. After they get warm, then you're gonna stop it, you're gonna pull it open, and then you're gonna transfer them right into here. You can pick that up here with the gloves. It's got a handle here at the end. What I'm gonna do is basically just pour them out. Fresh roasted nuts.
Oh, they smell fantastic.
They smell good.
I can't believe how everything intricately works together in unison, and the whole unit is functioning. It's just wonderful. Ooh, they're a little warm. That's good.
They're good? Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, Rick, I gotta tell you, I think you guys have outdone yourselves this time. Oh,
thanks.
This is absolutely gorgeous. You guys did a fantastic job on it.
I had a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. All right, well, let's go in the office and we'll finish it up, and then I'll just go ahead and crate that up for you.
Perfect.
Okay, get it shipped out to you.
That'd be great. Thanks.
I work for Peanuts.
Come on, baby.
Yeah! I don't have a clue what I did to get this thing started, but I am the man.
Told you it was gonna be purring like a kitten. Yeah! Woohoo! You guys need a taxi? Come on. Oh.